welcome to the Heart and Soul Summit. I'm Sue Erta. I'm your host for this event, and I am so grateful to be able to have these conversations with our Heart and Soul authors. And I love saying that, too, because I know each of these women that I get the opportunity to talk to is filled with heart and soul. And it's just a joy for me to do this. I know that you're loving listening to them, too. They're so inspiring, right? They are just, you feel the love. You feel that support and that guidance that is here for you. You can tell that they're living their lives on purpose and that they're filled with passion for it and that they, you know, they just love sharing it with you. So I'm happy for you listeners that you are listening to this and that you are bringing this into your life so you can live more fully from your own heart and soul. And today, I'm really happy to be able to talk with one of our co-authors, Sandra J. Filer. She's a really fun woman. She's really cool. I know that you should definitely visit her website, thehappygoddess.com, and learn more about her because she's really just a neat woman. And I have the pleasure of knowing her. I'm going to read a brief bio of Sandra, and then we will get started talking with her. Sandra J. Filer is an enthusiastic, high-energy believer in the human capacity to achieve whatever the mind can conceive. She specializes in working with ambitious women seeking fulfillment in their life and work. Her approach is heartfelt, effective, and immediately applicable. As the U.S. East Coast Heal Your Life teacher and coach trainer, she delivers life-changing certification programs grounded in the teachings of Louise Hay. Also known as the Happy Goddess, her ultimate goal is to guide her clients far away from that inner critic and deeply into self-love and appreciation through coaching, retreats, and workshops. And I really am happy to talk with you today, Sandra. How are you?
I am super excited to be here, Sue. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, this is great. I love this. And I like your title a lot, too, Harvesting Happiness. The one thing that I know, and I love that. I can't wait to hear what that one thing is. So tell us, though, from this title, Harvesting Happiness, why is gathering and recognizing happiness so important in helping women, men, and families?
Well, Sue, this topic is so near and dear to my heart. It's important in helping women, men, and families because in my experience and in my work, what I've realized is oftentimes there is disharmony or discord or unease or misunderstanding that is in our closest relationship. And oftentimes it is deeply, deeply rooted in the past and in past events. And when these things are shoved so deeply into our foundation, and we refuse to look at whatever that situation was from all angles and rather choose to hold on to so tightly the version of whatever that story or situation was, so to say, we are only viewing the situation through our own filter. What I believe is that we all have a choice in our harvest, what we produce in our life, meaning at the very basic level that we reap what we sow, as the saying goes. And so our choice is in harvesting happiness, which I choose to do, or harvesting anything other than happiness. And sadly, too often what I see is people harboring these really long-standing grudges, refusing to communicate with one another, harboring resentment. So that's really why it's so important, because I believe we're all capable of harvesting happiness in our lives if we choose to.
I agree with you. And I think that, you know, as I think about what you're saying, is some people hold on to these resentments and grudges, and they feel like all this stuff happened to them, and they don't really have a choice in the matter. But I think that they're really just not realizing that they can choose, like you said, to harvest the happiness out of it.
Absolutely. It's a choice. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later, because it's, as I share a bit more about what I know, the one thing or two things, we'll see the evidence of choice and the power in making choices, because even in not making a choice, we're making a choice, right?
That's absolutely true, right? And so many people give away their power by not recognizing that. Yep. Oh, good. I can't wait to hear what else you have to say. So first, though, tell me, Sandra, why do you have such a passion for helping others around this issue of healing these relationships, and specifically with your parents, with our parents?
I love how the universe works, right? Because when I decided to be a part of this amazing book that you put together, things start lining up, right? And I create a monthly newsletter called The Love Letter, and it sort of all unfolded because my husband is, because of personal healing with his father-son relationship, he's in Iowa on the farm harvesting. And so I'm really passionate about this topic because it hits me so close to home. Both my husband and I have had personal experiences with wanting to run as far away as possible from our childhood, right? Which I'm sure many listeners being included in this summit, you know, may share very similar feelings. You know, myself, it was family dysfunction, you know, fighting, arguing, and in particular for the purposes of our gathering here today, I thankfully was able to heal the incredibly strained relationship with my mother. You know, it was so strained that every single year I struggled to find an appropriate Mother's Day card because, in all honesty and quite frankly, I didn't feel any of the sentiments that were in the Mother's Day cards. And today, after our mother made her physical transition, you know, it was just only over a year ago, I can actually say with all the love in my heart that she was always doing the best she could. And I am so grateful to have been given the tools necessary to forgive and release our past. And in doing so, this allowed me to sit by her side as she took her last breath and feel completely at peace with our relationship. So I'm passionate because it's such an incredible gift to have had made peace. And I know that if I'm able to do it, and my husband was able to do it, then anyone and anything is absolutely possible.
Wow. That's very profound. And, you know, Sandra, I had the opportunity to read your story, which our listeners will be able to read it when the book comes out, but I had the opportunity to read it, and it really is a beautiful story, the way that you were able to reconcile and able to forgive and all the things, you know, that went on with your mom. And I know that there are a lot of people that have troubled relationships with their parents or maybe their children, you know, and so I think your story is really going to help so many of them along the way as they read that. So thank you for sharing it in the book and being so open about that. A lot of people don't talk about that stuff, and that's another reason we can't heal it, right? We have to talk about it in order to be able to heal. But I would love, Sandra, if you would share a little bit more about your personal journey and how it led you to where you are today.
Absolutely. So, you know, as I mentioned, I'm sharing from the heart with respect to healing the mother-daughter relationship. And very briefly, my version of that story is that I grew up with a mother who struggled. She struggled to show her love. She was in a lot of pain. Her self-worth was really low. And in the lack of any better or softer way of saying it, she took it out on me. I was referred to, in a not so favorable way, the sprinkled donut. While she felt that she was, you know, just the old plain one, the old ordinary donut, and there was always this sense of feeling guilty for being a bright light, for having, you know, really high energy, for being fun, for making other people laugh, for being expressive. My mother would be very upset with me for receiving gifts, you know, from my grandmother, or if I got permission for things from my father. She saw all of this as manipulation, and it was always, you know, that I was getting my own way. I was going behind her back. And so fast forwarding, you know, years and years and years and years, I took the Heal Your Life workshop leader training, and through that week-long intensive experience, I had the opportunity to really dive deep and work through my past. I spent time releasing anger, guilt, resentment, and all of that allowed me, wow, to welcome in compassion, forgiveness, and most of all, understanding. My journey has led me to you and this magical opportunity to help others that may find themselves with a very similar story to my own.
Yeah, and you know, as you're saying that, I can hear in your voice, there was a lot of emotion around all of that for you. Of course, as a child growing up, you know, we all are seeking approval of our parents, whether we're kids or whether we're adults, we're still somehow always looking for that. And I even have some friends whose mothers have died, and they're still looking for that approval beyond, you know, this life, this is life. And it's like, wow, you know, I'd love for them to be able to be healed too. And I know that they can, and you are telling us that this is possible because it happened for you. I would love if you can share with our audience, our listeners, what that first step is and why it's so important.
Absolutely. You know, I love this step, and I also always have to take like a big intake breath, right? Because sometimes it lands really well, and sometimes it doesn't land really well, and however it lands is however it lands. And I feel that the very first step is to take personal responsibility for our lives and for our experiences. It makes me chuckle just a little bit, because as children, oftentimes we're told, or at least I was told, you know, you're not the center of the universe. My mother said that quite often to me. And yet, actually, we are the center of our own universe, because when we take an honest look at all of the relationships in our lives, every single one of them, and in this case, you know, I'm speaking to my mother and my relationship, and the one constant in every relationship is ourselves. We're in relationship with another person, so we play a very key role in all of our relationships. Therefore, when we have the willingness to own up to the fact that we, in some way, again, doing the very best that we could with the level of awareness and knowledge and skills had, that the knowledge and skills that we have, you know, that had a direct impact on the situation then, and also, even more importantly, in our adult version of ourselves, has an impact as well, and we have choices around the situation even today. So we can allow ourselves to, what I like to say, focus upon the, you know, ain't that just awful? Or we can find the courage, the fierceness, the whatever that word is, to do the next right thing. That's my opinion. And what I feel is the right next thing is to ask to be brave and ask the person involved, in this case my mother, if they'd be willing to have an adult conversation. And in a very grounded and centered place, you know, take the opportunity to open our hearts, open up a dialogue, ask questions, and find out what their version of the story is. Because for myself personally, this was absolutely life-changing.
Now, did they remember it differently than you did, or you remembered it differently because of your own personal experience? Is that what happened?
Yes. So to just elaborate just a little bit more on that was when I returned from the training, I was ready, right? I was ready to explore my path more deeply, because I really wanted to have a better understanding. I had spent years and years and years in this unhealthy relationship with my mother, and it just didn't feel good. And so I decided that I was going to ask her the question. And the question was, quite honestly, you know, which you'll read about in the chapter, you know, Mom, why did you do these things? When she answered, it was like a lightning bolt right to my heart. And, you know, it is in the book, for the sake of time. When that lightning bolt hit, I was able to feel compassion for her story, for her childhood, for the fact that she was really doing the best she could given what she lived and what she learned. And so I was like, wow, because what she said was, I was only doing what I knew because my father did it to me. And in that wow came the feeling of like, wow, oh my gosh. And it was this wave of true forgiveness. Forgiveness in that she wasn't the mother that I romanticized about having. You know, that whole Better Homes and Gardens version of a mother. She wasn't capable. Yeah, she wasn't capable of that. That wasn't who she was. That wasn't how she grew up. That wasn't what she learned. And so, you know, when I allowed myself to have that deeper sense of understanding, woman to woman, you know, with our own wounds and our own insecurities, gosh, you know, I was able to sincerely see her and be in relationship with her in a totally new way. And so for me, what I have found and what I've seen also in my husband's relationship with his father is that compassion and forgiveness are two of the most important seeds in harvesting happiness in our lives.
Hmm. Absolutely. I could see that. I mean, it makes perfect sense. And, you know, until you asked the question, you didn't even know. You probably had stories in your mind, right? I don't know about anybody else that's listening, but I have conversations in my mind way before they happen live and in person, you know. So I'll be asking, for instance, my mother a question in my mind, and I'm answering for her as if I know what she's going to say. And then sometimes I'm very surprised when I ask the question of her because she has a completely different answer than I played out in my mind.
Exactly.
Yeah. So compassion and forgiveness, those are really important in this whole healing process. And so let me ask you this, though. So, well, let's talk about this first, and I'll ask you another question. What was your moment of truth when you knew for sure that your relationship with your mom was healed?
So the moment of truth for me was when I heard the silence in my mother's hospice room on August 30th, 2017, when her labored and loud intake and out breath stopped completely. And the room got silent. And I realized that in that moment, her spirit had left her body. And in that moment, in that absolute stillness, while holding her hand in my hand, I knew how deeply I loved and respected her and how grateful I felt and I feel in my heart truly for the lessons she taught me, because I would not be the woman I am today if she wouldn't have been my mother. She was one of my greatest teachers.
Wow. That's amazing. That's really incredible. And I loved reading your story in the book. I know that the listeners are going to be happy to hear that. You know, I have one more question for you. So You were able to ask your mom that question, and you were able to have a whole new understanding when she answered you. I wonder if you can maybe just address, for somebody that does have a parent maybe that has passed, they're no longer here on this physical plane, and they had not healed that relationship first, what do you think they can do? Can they do the same process? Like, how do you think that they can heal from that relationship that they wish had been different?
I think in what I would suggest that has worked for clients of mine in this situation is that when you are in a place of sitting and looking at it through the eyes of compassion and the willingness for forgiveness is to, you know, as you were talking about, we make up a story. In this case, think about what your parent must have lived as a child to have had that, you know, sort of training to show up the way they showed up. And so to literally recreate the story, whatever story that's being played, replay it. Make it a different story so that you can have peace. That's, I think, one of the greatest gifts in that is to make up a different ending so that it affects your now, so that you can see whoever that is in a different light through their woundedness.
Yep, that sounds great. I appreciate that, and I know other people do too. You know, Sandra, it's so nice talking with you. I love, again, go back to your title, Harvesting Happiness. And so tell us again in a nutshell, what is that one thing that you know for sure?
The one thing that I know for sure is that everybody is always doing the best they can, given their level of knowledge, experience, what they're living. People are not out to get us or to hurt us. Everyone is always doing the best they can. And when we can truly look at people and stand back and say, you know what, I bet right now that's really the best they can do. It changes life. It changed my life. Just operating from a place, from the heart and soul, and looking through the eyes of love.
Beautiful. I love that. Yes, I hold that belief too. People are doing the best that they can with all the resources, whatever that means that they have. And I love that. That's great. Good advice today, Sandra. Thank you so much for that. And I know that our listeners are lucky and happy to know that you have a gift for them. So can you tell us about that gift and also how they can reach out to you for further information and to learn more about you?
Absolutely. The greatest gift, truly, that I can offer is the chapter in the book, for sure. I'm knowing that everyone is going to be getting Heart and Soul, because that's one of the greatest gifts, is the lesson in the book. And also, of course, this interview with Sue today, who is just absolutely delightful, and I'm so grateful for Sue. As gifts go, you know, I decided that what I would do is my gift to our listeners is 25% off of a 4-session coaching package. And all you need to do, if you would like to redeem this, is send me a direct email to thehappygoddess@gmail.com. And all you need to do is put Heart and Soul in the subject line. And they could also send an email. Well, I said that. They could send me an email. And also what I meant to say is they can visit my website that you mentioned earlier, thehappygoddess.com.
Awesome. And I love that, the happy goddess. That's when I picture you, Sandra, that's what I think of, that you are the happy goddess, because you just envelop that love and that light that reminds me of a happy goddess, and I see your smiling face. So thank you for that. And, you know, Sandra, thank you so much for being a part of this summit and a part of this book and the whole process. It's been a joy working with you. And like I said, you are really contributing beautifully by sharing your story the way that you are and sharing your beautiful energy. So thank you so much for that.
It's been an honor, Sue. Thank you for including me.
You're welcome. And listeners, thank you, because I know that you are here because you want to live more in that space from your heart and soul. And so I thank you for listening to these authors and bringing some of these lessons into your own life and using them to help raise your own vibration and spread that around in the world. So thank you for that. We're grateful for you. And I hope you will continue to listen to the summit. We have let's see, there are 27 women actually talking on this. So that includes our 24 authors. We also have the woman who wrote our foreword for the book, and also myself and Kathy Filer. We are the publishers of this book. And we're talking to you on this summit, and we all have some great stuff to share. So we hope you continue listening. Also buy this book, Heart and Soul, on launch day, which is November 14th. So when you buy the book on Amazon on launch day and you bring back your Amazon receipt number to our website and you enter that in, you'll gain access to lots of great gifts from our authors and our partners. So these are things like meditation downloads, some ebooks, some free reports, some processes and practices and things that they're recommending for you that are all totally free. So it's really a wonderful opportunity for you to get, first of all, these wonderful stories in the book, and then all of these free gifts that are also will help you to live a more inspired life, a more motivated life, a more heart-centered life. So thank you so much for being here. I wish all of you a beautiful, happy day. Bye for now. Living from our heart.